to give some time to the marketing manager for Farm Rescue, Dan Erdman. Dan, it's been a little while since we've talked to you, but thank you for coming on today.
Yeah, it's great to chat with you, Eric. We appreciate the opportunity.
Yeah, you know, I was on your website, and for folks, I think everybody has heard of Farm Rescue. If you haven't, I can't help you. But Farm Rescue has been helping folks for a number of years around the region. And I think initially most of us think about, you know, Minnesota, North Dakota, South Dakota, maybe a little bit of Canada. I think it's pretty cool. You guys actually have a map. It's not like somebody's address or anything, but you've got like just little pins on the calendar. I did not realize you guys are basically almost down to Texas now with people that you guys have helped.
Yeah, it's grown a lot over the years. Again, started here in North Dakota and realized that, you know, it wasn't just a regional need here. It was something that we could provide to a lot of different farm families, especially in the Midwest here. And so as resources and funding have allowed, we've slowly kind of grown our service footprint. And so we're actually going to be adding our eighth service state this year, with Illinois. So again, it's North and South Dakota, Eastern Montana, Minnesota, Iowa, Nebraska, Kansas, and now Illinois here in 2023.
Yeah, it's crazy. And of course, as always, we thank the folks that have been featured sponsors. You got Nutrien, John Deere, Bush, Anheuser-Busch. I mean, the list goes on and on. But there's people out there listening right now. They have their chance to help out as well. And one of the things I think about you guys anyway, but you guys are going to be a part of Giving Hearts Day, which is a huge fundraising event coming up here in a few short weeks.
Absolutely. Again, like any nonprofit, and there's many of them that participate in Giving Hearts Day, it's our, you know, biggest single day fundraiser for Farm Rescue. And I know a lot of other organizations out there that rely very heavily on that one day of giving. And it really has become just a tremendous outpouring of generosity. There's hundreds of organizations and nonprofits that participate in Giving Hearts Day, and like I said, it's such a huge part of our annual budget, and it's really incredible just to see, again, the giving hearts that are out there and people that that decide to donate on that day. It's every single year that we participate, I think, you know, the generosity can't grow next year. I mean, it's astronomical how it's going already. And every single year we've seemed to kind of raise the bar. And again, just a huge thanks to everyone out there that has participated, and especially those that have felt called to donate to Farm Rescue and support our mission.
Well, like you guys, Giving Hearts Day has also continued to grow. I remember when this whole thing got started, it was much more of a kind of a Red River Valley type of thing. And it continues to grow to raise money. Millions of dollars are raised during this period of time. For somebody that might be new, they're not really familiar with Giving Hearts Day, but they want to be a part of this. Can you maybe just give a brief rundown on how they can contribute to you on that day?
Absolutely. Again, I think the big calling on that day is that so many of those donation dollars are maximized thanks to matching funds. And so people kind of flock to that day as a way to kind of make the most of your donation and double it up in a lot of cases. So the way that you can donate is go to givingheartsstate.org. And you can just search for any nonprofit that you're looking to support. Yep. And again, Farm Rescue is on that site. And you can donate right there. The dollars are maximized on Giving Hearts Day, but you can actually do some pre-giving right now. That's already started up. So if you head to givingheartsday.org, you can kind of schedule that donation for February 9th, Thursday, February 9th, which is actual Giving Hearts Day.
There's nearly, and I wonder, it's good, but it's maybe hard because there's nearly 550 charities participating. So you get on there, not that you don't want to, you know, help Farm Rescue, but gosh, 550, I mean, that's there's just a lot. So, you know, it's like a little bit here, a little bit there, maybe.
Yeah, again, a lot of nonprofits have seen the benefits of being involved on this day of giving, and that's part of it too. Again, every year I think, you know, there's more nonprofits, and that's awesome. But again, those donations maybe spread a little thinner the more that you have, but that really hasn't been the case for us. And again, it just speaks to the giving nature of so many people out there that are involved with Giving Hearts Day. And just so thankful for everyone that chooses to donate to us and other nonprofits on that day.
Well, it is interesting, and I don't want to give this number out and push people away thinking, oh, you know, there's already money there. But last year, I'm looking at their website, and they kind of went through the tote board from last year. They raised $26 million. I mean, that's just outstanding.
That's incredible.
Yeah. So let's get into you for 2023. So I'm assuming right now, because obviously we're looking at snowbanks outside, but do you have projects already lined up for this year?
We have, you know, a little bit of hay hauling that we're going to be doing in the coming weeks to some of the drought zones down south, just a kind of a handful of loads down there to kind of relieve some of the stress for some of the ranchers down in that area. But with the addition of Illinois, as you know, their planting season starts a little sooner than ours does. So
right.
The further we grow, you know, it's becoming a more of a year-round in the field activity for us. So not a whole lot of downtime. Obviously, the preparations have already begun to ramp up to the growing season, and it'll be here in the Dakotas and across the rest of the Midwest before we know it.
Well, we've been promoting Giving Hearts Day, and obviously there's a match component. So if you're putting in $100, the hope is it'll get matched, and you'll be able to get more bang for your buck. But at the same time, if somebody just wants to make sure and they just want to get it directly to you, you can go to the Farm Rescue website and donate, correct?
Absolutely. Again, anytime, 24/7, 365 days a year. It's we're a nonprofit, and again, we rely so heavily on the generosity of others. So if you feel called to get involved with our mission monetarily, you can do that right through our website. And I say it's kind of a one-stop shop, farmrescue.org. You can make that donation. You can sign up to be a volunteer. You can refer a farm family in crisis, because we get a lot of applications from the families themselves, but sometimes they just need that little extra nudge from, you know, a friend or a neighbor, just someone in the community that recognizes they're going through a tough time, whether it be a result of injury, illness, or natural disaster. And you can reach out to us and let us know about that family, and we can kind of talk to them and tell them what we're all about and see if the services of Farm Rescue are something they might benefit from. So, well, again, everything you need to know about us and any way you want to get involved, right there at farmrescue.org.
Yeah, and I was going to add to that, it isn't always about money. If somebody's got time to give, right? I mean, when you guys get into your peak time, sometimes you're just looking for drivers or bodies.
Absolutely. And again, you kind of hit the nail on the head when it comes to drivers. A lot of our volunteerism is kind of specialized. So if you're a CDL holder and you're looking to give a little bit back to the agricultural community, we'd love to hear from you. We're always looking for more CDL drivers, especially in the fall season there when we're moving combines and trucking those and, you know, pulling headers behind pickups. It's kind of that specialized volunteerism, and we're always looking for more of those drivers.
Well, farmrescue.org, you can go direct. Otherwise, Giving Hearts Day is coming up on February 9th. And again, Farm Rescue is going to be a part of that. Dan, thank you for hopping on today. We appreciate it. When we get closer, we'll have you back on again, okay?
That sounds great, Eric. We sure appreciate it.
Not a problem. Dan Erdman from Farm Rescue. It's coming up to the top of the hour. Busy second hour. We're going to talk turkeys with Ashley Coles, Minnesota Turkey Growers Association, coming up next on Farm Talk.